construction is underway on the sauna at the Haynes Pool, and a local custodian is honored for her hard work. It's cold outside, but we've got warm features. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Those stories and more are up next. The Alaska Marine Highway System will extend ferry service in mid-January for the Alcan 200 snow machine race north of Haynes. The 150-mile road rally attracts competitors from across the state, Canada, and the lower 48. AMHS added 2 days of sailings on the Taslina to accommodate the event. Agency staff said the timing just worked out. The 2020 Alcan 200 will be January 18th. It will be the 51st race. The Haynes School is a beautiful building, but with all the different classes and activities it holds, things can get messy. Haynes School custodian Natasha Fitzpatrick was recognized this week for her hard work to keep the facility spick and span. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Haynes School custodian Natasha Fitzpatrick was rounding the corner to the girls' bathroom on Thursday when she was met with applause from students and staff.
Tiana told me that there was a mess in the girls' bathroom, and I said, I'm on it, and go down there, and there's the whole school. Yeah, very touching.
They were congratulating Fitzpatrick for an award she received this week. She's a finalist in a contest for custodians who have been recognized for outstanding work. Tennant, a company that sells cleaning products, launched the Custodians Are Key contest this year. In September, the company put out an open call for nominations for best school custodian in the country. They asked people to write about why their favorite custodian deserved the award. Haynes School Administrative Assistant Ashley Sage nominated Fitzpatrick.
I nominated Natasha because she is awesome. She goes above and beyond, and no matter what the job is, she knows the kids, she cares about the school so much. If there's a big activity, she'll adjust her schedule, like after basketball tournament or after the bazaar, she'll come in Saturday night or Sunday morning. It doesn't matter what it is. The school's always ready to go Monday morning. By 8 o'clock.
Fitzpatrick has been working at the school for 11 years. She says she has really enjoyed spending time with students and staff.
I do like to clean. I like a challenge. So, like right now, I am the only custodian, K through 12, and certain areas are challenging.
Like the bathrooms. You wouldn't know it just by walking through the school, but there are 19 bathrooms in there. 19! Fitzpatrick is one of three finalists that have been selected so far for the Custodians Are Key contest. She won $500 and is now in the running for the grand prize. In May, judges will decide which custodian takes home $10,000 for their school and the choice of a number of different prizes like a four-day getaway, a new TV, or a patio set and grill. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
A long-awaited sauna is under construction at the Haynes Pool. Volunteers hope to have it ready for use by January. John Carlson and Tom Faverty are fitting cedar boards into what will be the ceiling of the sauna.
You just have to nail them up. That's all. Very simple.
They're two of the many volunteers and donors who have pushed to make a public sauna happen. Right now, it's just an insulated frame next to the pool. The sauna is nestled in an alcove where timers previously set up for swim meets. Judges will now perch on top of the sauna for meets.
Working up a sweat just being in there now. That foil lining they have, you know, it's pretty hot in there.
It's balmy at the Haynes Pool, a soothing contrast to the deepening snow outside. And that's the goal of the sauna.
It warms you up in the middle of the winter. I like to call it the poor or the working man's trip to Mexico.
Tom Morfitt is an active supporter of the sauna project.
So if you're in Haynes all winter, you can step into a 180-degree box. You're warmed up. You get out. You feel better. You feel like your bones. You've been warmed up down to your bones.
Morfitt has been leading the charge to bring a sauna to Haynes. It's been a slow charge. The idea was the brainchild of Darcy Kolbeck back in 2013.
I'm sure some people look at it and say, holy cow, it's an 8-foot by 6-foot box. you know, why did it take 7 years and $11,000?
Morfitt said the grassroots effort took time. What started as a mailing list and a checking account is about to be realized. Donations and volunteer hours paid for the sauna, and Morfitt says the borough will pay to heat it. Once the cedar is up, all the sauna needs is a Juno electrician to make it operational. Morfitt hopes to have the sauna open by January. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.